With Sounds Good on WKMS, it's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined by Kate Lochte. And on the phone, we have Maiden Alley Cinemas Executive Director Landy Bryant. She's going to tell us all about Oktoberfest. Landy, thanks for being back on Sounds Good.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Well, Landy, you just heard Datebook, the announcement, and I'd like to start off by using what you put on your website, Beer, Sausage, Polka, Repeat.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like a great date to me.
That was a nifty logo, or little slogan that Nathan Brown came up with. He did our poster the first year and was pretty heavily involved in his band plays, so it's kind of blunt and to the point.
Well, let's start off with the beer dinner tomorrow night
yes.
at Kirchhoff's Deli. Tell me all about it.
Well, that is going to go down at 7 o'clock. We only have a handful of tickets left for that because we can only fit 80 people in there. But it is going to be a four-course meal by Laura Duff's Pampered Palate, and there will be a beer pairing with each course. And Scott Schreffler, who is the representative of Schlafly East, will be here to talk about those beers. And it's just going to be obviously German-inspired and delicious and a lot of fun. And J.D. Wilkes will be there to give a little taste of some of the music he'll do the next day, but he's just going to be playing the harmonica and the piano, just kind of a chill kind of night to get ready for the next day.
That sounds really pleasant. How much are tickets?
They are $38.
And you're just about out of them?
We are. We've still got some left online, and if people are in Paducah, they can pick them up at Kirchhoff's Bakery or at either Etcetera Coffee House location.
Okay. And it's really the easing into the Saturday, which is Beer, Sausage, Polka, Repeat.
Yes.
Third year, it's becoming a known brand that Maiden Alley Cinema has Oktoberfest. And you crank up at 11 and go till 5. And I don't know some of the bands. Of course, the Solid Rocket Boosters have performed on WKMS, and J.D.
Yes.
Wilkes has been on our station for a while. We're trying to get the Dirt Daubers to come with him sometime.
Absolutely.
But I don't know Red Ember, and I don't know the Rum Drum Ramblers. Tell me about them.
Well, Red Ember is a local group. They play, I think they tour some too, but a couple of my friends are in that band, and it's kind of a...
Who are they?
Well, it's Brad Hammack and Foster Stacy and Colthar. I forget his first name. That's awful. But they do kind of bluegrass, just really cool music. They write a lot of their music. They do a few covers. But they were somebody we definitely wanted to add to the docket because we try to bring in bands and support local bands as well.
Same here.
Yeah.
So the Rum Drum Ramblers.
That's actually two of the members of the Rum Drum Ramblers are part of Pokey Lafarge's entourage.
Really?
That play with him. They're it used to be Pokey and the South City Three, and
yeah.
they were part of the three. I think now it's just Pokey Lafarge. But this is another band that they were involved with, I think, before that even. So it's two of those members and then another. And then they actually have just added a really great gal who does some front singing who has a really amazing voice. And they're just kind of rowdy and fun.
How did you, Landy, I think you brought Pokey Lafarge to the attention of West Kentucky before anybody else.
Well, thank you.
Didn't you? I mean, that's...
Well, I feel like we kind of did. I feel like it was, met him a long time ago through Nathan Lynn and Josh Coffey and the Bon and the Mash guys because we hung out a lot. And I remember him coming to play with them at Doe's just to do a little picking session one time, years ago. And then with Bon and the Mash, they played a show here, and they wanted to add Pokey to the docket because they had become friends and play with him some. And that was kind of the first Music at Mac event we did 4 or 5 years ago. I lose track. But that's kind of what spawned me into wanting to do live music here. And so, yeah, he kind of did me a favor, and I'm super excited to think that we exposed people to him.
You know, Pokey was on A Prairie Home Companion.
Yes.
And blew it out, and Garrison Keillor said something like, I think they liked you.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, now, he's a very talented guy.
Yeah, but the Rum Drum Ramblers sound fun. The Paducah Jazz Ensemble Polka Band has been around for a while, I believe.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and they're just tons of fun. I mean, it's polka, and it's live, and there's big horns and big sound. And we haven't yet gotten anybody out there to do the polka dance, but we're hopeful that somebody might come this year in their dirndl or lederhosen and show us how it's done.
Indeed. Describe the scene. Set the scene, where it is and what it looks like.
Well, it's really hard to picture until you come. It's really amazing. But if you're familiar with Maiden Alley, we are literally located in an alley, And directly across from us is the back of Max's Brick Oven Restaurant and Kirchhoff's Deli and Bakery. And it's the parking lots where their employees park and go to work. But for this event, we clear it out. We put up a stage. We put tables up, put up a tent. And it just kind of transforms it into a magical little mini festival. And this year, we're also blocking off part of Market Square that's adjacent on the other side of the bakery and the deli, because the food will be set up in there, so people can wander through there and go to the other side to kind of hang out, have a little chill time, or if they want to get rowdy with the music, they stay over in the parking lot. But it sounds weird to say we're having a festival in a parking lot, but it's really got a lot of charm back here on 2 Street, where all these businesses kind of mm-hmm. help each other out. And working with Kirchhoff's is just, I can't even explain how delightful and what a joy it is to work with Jenny and Josh and Louie and that whole crew.
Yeah. This is the third time you've done it. You're cranking up right after the Fred Paxton Fund Run for Charities.
Yes.
And how much is a ticket?
Tickets, if you buy them right now, they're $30, or you can buy one for $40 that comes with a T-shirt. If you walk up tomorrow or on Saturday, they're going to be $35. But that comes with a 24-ounce big hefty beer stein that you get filled up once, all the food, all the music, so it's going to be a really good time.
I hear the weather's going to be beautiful. We've got homecoming at Murray State University, so gosh, there's so much fun out there to do, and I thank you for joining us today to talk about Oktoberfest.
Well, thank you so much.